Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hitson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Somebody asked me the other day why we're doing video now. We are also doing audio. We do both, but they're like, why didn't you change the name when you started doing video from Pop Rocks Radio? Because I had spent 12 years building up that brand, and I was going to, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to. So we're weird. I'm a weirdo artist. So deal with it, folks. And that's how it is. And, you know, anyhow. But yeah, there is, just so for those aware that like to listen to podcasts in their car or whatever, we're on Spotify and Pandora, all that stuff. Heart Radio. We're not on Sirius. Somebody did ask me a bit back if, and there's some business reasons for that. Sirius, anything you hear on Sirius XM, Sirius owns the rights to. I could not come to a deal with giving up all of my shows and whatnot. And I've got a lot of them. So anyway, I am super excited. Enough about that. I am super excited tonight because we've got a returning guest, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. She is just cool, turned up to 10, and I just adore her. She's super talented, funny, and just a good hang. I'm always saying, be a good hang, folks. Be a good hang, no matter what you're doing. That's the key, and she definitely is that. Miss Jessica Marr. Jessica, how are you? How are things going?
I am doing well, Jamie. Thank you for that kind intro. That was so sweet of you, and the feeling is mutual. I love shooting the stuff with you.
Oh,
We're gonna make sure that our mouths are well tamed today.
No, I'll give you the high sign when it rolls over. Anyhow, you're in the Midwest right now, upper Midwest. How the whole country, somebody left the freezer door open because it's just, did you guys get snow? I know where you're at is always crazy weather, no matter what. They don't just have a tornado occasionally. They have 15 of them in the same day. It's always something. How are you guys doing weather-wise there?
We're doing well weather-wise. It did get chilly, but speaking of crazy things that happen here, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Northern Lights here last night, I'm going to find you a photo. I'm going to show you on my phone. The Northern Lights were visible. I'm in Iowa, by the way, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You think you got to go to Alaska or like Iceland?
No.
This was my ring light, but you can see.
That's amazing.
In Iowa.
That is amazing.
Last night.
Both happened tonight too. Take a nap or something and get up and see what.
Yeah. So it's been pretty.
Gloves.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty cool. I actually like, but it's funny you asked about the weather because the Northern Lights have been buzzing all over town. Everybody's like, did you see the Northern Light? Because it's cool. Like, you don't expect to see that in Iowa.
Yeah.
You expect to see corn, maybe, but not Northern Lights. But I was, last night, I was actually, this is actually a bit of a vulnerable share, but I did promise you, like, juicy shares. So this, we're getting right into it here, Jamie. I was having a little bit of a rough moment. So I'm actually so grateful for this interview with you right now to be able to be in the presence of a fellow creator who's very uplifting, because last night I was, as all artists have from time to time, we have some rejections. I had a few rejections from some submissions of the song, just being like very raw and transparent here. And I was having this moment of, I've been an independent artist for over 10 years, over a decade.
Yeah.
And I have had a lot of ups. I've had a lot of downs, in-betweens. And I was just, this is a sign. Am I meant to, one, try harder? Two, am I meant to let go and trust more in divine timing? Or three, am I meant to switch gears? And right as I was asking this question, I get a message to go look out at the Northern Lights. Drew, my partner, sent me a message and he was like, go see if you can see the lights. And I was like, what? The Northern Lights in Iowa? And I look in that photo I showed you. That's what I saw. And I'm telling you, Jamie, I was like, the night before, I kid you not, the literal night before, I saved a pin in my Pinterest vision board. It's called I Did It. And I have like visions of sold out arenas and Grammys and charitable efforts.
Well,
and
big station, right? They call that your manifest.
Yes, manifesting. And so I have all that good stuff, like community service, charitable, philanthropic efforts, all of the kind of big vision stuff. I had saved a picture of the Northern Lights on there. Yeah. I had no clue at all that they were going to be visible in Iowa. So it was just like that moment I was literally asking, is this a sign to give up? And then it was like, at the time, I kid you not, I'm really trying not to say the S word here. I kid you not, I go outside and it's the Northern Lights and my song is called The Light. And I was like, okay, I gotta keep
going. The universe is talking to you. Yep.
Felt like it. It could just be me putting dots together, but either way, I like that kind of delay.
And either way, it doesn't really matter. It gives you the energy boost that you needed.
Yeah.
It's so often we get, there's so much noise that happens. There's so much noise and we're worked up about this or that. And I'm not saying that we're worked up about stuff that's nonsense. No, not by any means. Usually it's justified getting worked up about outrage or whatever. But the thing is, you have to remember, is I'm a firm believer. I'm not real religious. I don't even know what you'd call it. I'm a firm believer in paths. I have noticed in my time on the planet, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, things happen that you couldn't plan on, that you just wouldn't. The universe says, yeah, you're doing. At the same time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're walking the wrong path, the universe will definitely let you know. Ask anybody in the county lockup tonight. Yeah, there's a message there that you're making poor decisions. You need to change your path. And whether, I'm not saying that there's angels or what, who knows, maybe I'm old enough to realize I don't know everything about everything, but whatever it is, something's giving you a message. And you are far too, and it's one thing for me to say it or whatever, but or any of your friends or this or that, but you, I'm not just saying you're really talented, because you are really talented. And it would be a shame to throw that by the wayside. You know what I mean? And even if it doesn't, whatever your project you're doing or whatever, if it doesn't work out, at least you tried. You're not laying down for the final night going, I didn't even try that. My life would have been different if I would have. I'm telling you, years ago, I was living in Southern California and I opened a art gallery because, of course, I did. 3 months later, the 2008 financial crisis happened. And I got to tell you, folks, it was hard to sell $1,000 paintings to rich folks that were busy buying canned food and shotgun shells. They didn't know what the hell was going on. And here I am. Buying art was way down on their list. And it didn't. The gallery lasted a year or two and then fizzled out. But at least I did it. You know what I mean? At least I got it on the resume. Yeah, not everything's going to be. But at the same time, I didn't lay around for 6 months afterwards going, oh, woe is me. Okay, now I know what was it, Thomas Edison? I don't know if you really said this. You always hear it. Okay, it took him, 10,000 tries to get the light bulb to work? And then he would always say, I figured out 9,999 ways that didn't work before that. And yeah, but it doesn't matter because you got it in the end. And that's, I am glad to hear that the Northern Lights showed up and you saw them. Number one, that's just cool. And we didn't get them in Florida. But that's just cool, man. You got a message. You got a signal, I believe. And whether that's that and 40 cents will buy you a cup of coffee, maybe, right?
In what decade?
Yeah, I'm old. I keep forgetting that.
Not at Starbucks.
Oh, my God. We just.
Maybe at Casey's.
Her brake pads went out on her car. So we had to go get the brake pads changed. She's asked me, she's, what do brake pads run? And I'm like, ah, it's not that bad. It's easy. I could do it. I can. I don't want to, but I could do it. And you're looking at $50 or so. And she's, we get there, it's hundreds of dollars. And I'm like, she goes, when was the last time you got brake pads? I'm like, 1986.
You need some new brake pads.
Yeah. She goes, maybe that's what they cost. I'm like, it was, you could buy a hamburger for a quarter.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate what you're saying, Jamie. And thank you so much for the kind words. I agree with you. It did feel like a sign. Like, it was just one of those things. And as I went to go pick up to, I got my phone because I wanted to tell my dad. I wanted to be like, look, I just pinned a photo of the Northern Lights. And I, keep in mind, I had no clue. Neither of us had, most people here had no clue this was happening.
Right.
I know there were solar flares, but nowhere did anyone tell me, or did I learn or read that the Northern Lights would be visible? So I went to go show my dad the photo. I went to pick up, pull up my Pinterest. What'd you say, your manifestation board or whatever? Mm-hmm. I like that. I went to get my board. And as I opened the app, one of the first little like pins I see says, before I knew fear, I knew the light I was made of. Yeah. And I was just like, all right, got it. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. This happened a couple years ago. I have one of my best friends from high school. I've known her forever. Everybody's, oh, Jamie, you're into all this weird music and cool music and British people with a keyboard. And yeah, I'm into a lot of that stuff, EDM and that kind of stuff. But the person who started me out in New Wave was this girl, Petra. She was a military kid. We had a big Air National Guard base by our high school. And the cool kids were all military kids because they had come from Germany or some far-flung place. And they knew cool stuff. We didn't know much. But anyway, we learned a lot from these kids. And she's just always, I've known her family. I've known her parents, all this stuff for years and years. And a German girl. And she, we've just always been, she knows my family, all this stuff for years. And her daughter reached out to me. And she goes, did you know that the Northern Lights were visible in Michigan? And I'm like, no, I had no idea. I said, that's cool. She goes, yeah, I took a picture of it with her phone and everything. And she goes, hey, for Christmas, I want to get a painting made of my parents' property, what they see when they looked out the window and saw the Northern Lights. I got a picture you can work from to get the buildings and everything. Great, I can do that. And so she sent the picture and I was doing it. It was fighting me. That one fought me a little bit. And no, folks, I wasn't putting a, I promised her. I said, I won't put a glamorous woman up to no good in the painting. I promise. It'll just be what you want. And my wife helped me out with some of the light because they were fighting me a little bit. But so it's a collaborative effort. But I took notes as she was doing it. She's real good at blending and better than me. And she, we got it done and we sent it off and I didn't hear anything from her. Didn't hear anything from her. I'm like, you want to hope when you send the painting off, there's part of you that I hope it's good that, you know, it didn't come back. That's a good thing. Nobody sent me a picture of it throwing tomatoes at it or anything. So that's, but I figured it's Christmas. I don't want to bug her. And so she messaged me Christmas night and she goes, hey, I messed up and I wanted to record this, but my mother opened it and she thought I had painted it at first, and I said, no, go take it all the way out and look in the corner there. And she started crying. She's never cried for a Christmas gift before, and it was just one of my favorite things that had happened. And, yeah, it was the Northern Lights. They're really inspiring to any – and, folks, if you've never seen them, they're super inspiring. They're cool. It's just something you don't see all the time.
Yep. Very true. That's actually a really beautiful story too. And like someone to know, like it came from someone who was so close to you and like her daughter and how it impacted her. And I agree. I had the Northern Lights on my bucket list thinking I'd have to go to Alaska.
Like Iceland is a place. So yeah. Somewhere. So
that's really, I'd love to see that. If you have a photo of that painting anywhere.
I'll send it to you. It's the Northern Lights are pretty cool. They don't happen all that often, and it's, and especially when you consider, if you deep dive into it, you see the how big these solar flares are that could take things out very easily, but they're just diffused into this pretty light show. I dig light show. When I first moved to South Florida, I had, like I said, for 30 years, I was hanging out in nightclubs. That was, and not because I'm cool, everybody. It was because that's where the people that were buying my paintings were hanging out. That was the crowd.
Yeah.
But, and I was single. All my, matter, this is very true. All of my clubbing friends messaged me. They're like, you're moving to Florida. What are you going to hit the clubs in Miami? What's your plan? And I'm like, no, man, I got a girl now. That's how you lose a girl, hanging out in nightclubs. No, I'm not doing that. But for the first year, I would go out, especially in the summer, and sit in a chair on my porch and watch the club show, I used to call it, because we have it, every night, there's all this heat lightning and lightning. There's more lightning strikes here than anywhere on the planet, I think. It's just amazing to see. It looks like a nightclub.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
strobes almost.
Yeah. And I put my music on and I'm like, sitting there and I'm like, I'm watching God's DJing tonight. And
yeah, even better. Good. It's nature's club.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Jamie,
you saw that last night with the Northern Lights.
Here's the light show for you.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Got my light.
Drew's going to love that. He's going to be sitting there just trying to watch TV or something. You guys will be watching Fool Us or something on the computer. And you'll
Clueless, did you say? Watching Clueless?
No, Fool Us. That's what me and my wife have been watching.
Fool Us?
Yeah, it's the show where the magician, Penn and Teller, they have a show.
Oh, I've seen some of that.
Yeah, and the magicians come on and try to fool them. And if they do, they get a spot in their show. And I'm like, it's like an audition. We're watching an audition. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, I do. I have seen like an episode or two. That's pretty cool. It is fascinating how they do what they do. I'm like, oh my gosh, magic, pure magic. But also for me, it's like how you turn a canvas into a work of art like that is magic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I have definitely had worse hobbies.
I'm sure, Jamie.
I'm teasing. But no, it's what, you know how it is. You're a singer. You got to be singing. It just has to happen. It's who you are.
Yep.
I'm that way with painting. I have to be doing it. Otherwise, if I don't, things start going downhill quick. Yeah. I get depressed. I'm like, ugh. And depression, I don't know if you know this or not, but a lot of people do. It's no surprise. I have found depression to be like quicksand. Once you get into it, it's hard to get out.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get anything done. I don't have time to be doubting things, and it really doesn't do anything. Oh, I'm worried about this or that. Now I'm sad and worried.
Right.
Doesn't solve anything.
It's, first of all, yes, I do. I can relate. I do know what you're talking about. I don't know if you remember my song Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually about a period of time in my life, like one of my many experiences, what we call a dark night of the soul. I was really young, like 12. Mm-hmm. 12 to 15, 16.
It's easy to fall into that at that age.
Yeah. It was like I was suffering from chronic illness, clinical depression. My mom was also extremely sick. Like I was a caretaker for her. My aunt was also, who's deaf, the reason why I know sign language, she was also experiencing some illness. I was taking care of both of them. I was almost held back from seventh grade because I missed so much school
due to
chronic illness. And we had four different family members pass away all within that. So I was like in the dark, and I do not feel bad about having gone through that early on, because I think that really made me resilient. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot. But to your point of quicksand, in those like four-ish years of life, I had moments where I felt like I was getting out and then felt like I got sunk. I was sinking
even deeper. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I do hear what you're saying. I totally agree. It does feel like quicksand. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do now, being the musician and the mindfulness practitioner, merging those worlds, is because I know what it's like to be in like the darkest depths of existence in yourself and then come out of it. Absolutely. And then you sometimes have to go back in and out, right? Like sometimes.
Oh, you do. That's life, you know, the ups and downs. But you don't appreciate the ups until you've had a couple downs. And then you're like, yeah, it could be worse. It's one of them things. And you have to, I'll tell you my little trick for getting, I work myself out of a depression. If I have a spell that comes on, people are like, man, you painted 25 paintings last week. You're really, and I know I always chuckle to myself because they have no, there's a reason I painted that. I was dealing with something I had to get through. People look at my website and they're like, man, 2015, you did 400 paintings that year. That's the year my dad passed. You know what I mean? So that's how for me, that works for me. I'm not saying, and it's probably not smart. If you're having dark thoughts, folks, go get some help. Talk to somebody who knows what the hell. Don't listen to Jamie because I'm not the expert in that. I'm just saying it took me a long time to figure out what I need to do. And well, there's probably better ways, probably medication or some shit. Okay, we're good. Sorry. The big joke, here it is, folks. It's past the thing, so I can say, you're not supposed to curse in the first 3 minutes of the show. We're long past that.
I was going to say, I can curse now. No, just, yeah, perfect. No, in that case.
Let me see here. No.
You throw it out just because we can't.
Yeah, no. It's a YouTube algorithm. It's weird. Note I got.
Good to know. Good to know. Yeah. But I think what you're saying is really beautiful and valid. Everybody's got their own way. I agree with you. Yes, seek out help. But there's no one right way. So for you, you painting, it was your medicine.
Yeah. And I can guarantee most of the stuff that I get worked up about is small potatoes compared to what other people get worked up about. You know what I mean?
That's true for anyone.
I'm first to say that. And believe me, folks, I do not have all the answers. I'm navigating old age. That's what I'm navigating right now, or that transition into it. It's my wife and her girlfriend were over the other day, and my wife's always over, but her girlfriend was over, and they come out and they're like, "What are you doing? Watching sports? You watching a hockey game? What's going on? You're yelling at the TV." And I'm like, "No, I'm watching the news. These idiots." And they're like, "Turn that off, Jim. You're going to have a stroke." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Be getting worked up over that.
Yeah.
You also have to remember with the news, they're going off of their ratings, the viewership they want. It's more of a drama or soap opera than it is just factual information being delivered. So they're going to say things to get you worked up because they're triggering the innate response of the fear response, which is what gets people hooked. But I agree with you. Like, you got to be mindful of where you're at, own your stuff, know that you don't know all the answers. But I think you just sharing your example of painting helped you get through a dark time is good for people to know. So they know there's not one size fits all when it comes to growth or healing or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. You have to handle your scandal. There you go. Trust the process. I love that.
My bestie gave me this mug, Shannon. Trust the process. But I just realized we're talking about this stuff and like this mug. I'm like, so
you know what's crazy? There are so many times I'll be working on a painting and I paint the opposite of how people are taught to paint. I do light to dark.
Oh.
From dark to light. And I have my way of doing it. Works for me. And as I'm doing it, though, I'm going, oh, I'm halfway through the painting. I'm going, I don't know if this is going to work out. And then I always, that little Ben Kenobi in Star Wars appears in my mind going, trust the process. You've been through this. Trust the process. And so I do. And then what I call is inking, which is just the black part of the painting, because it's the last one to go. And as soon as I pop that in, things just snap to where they're supposed to be. And I'm like, look at this. This is going to get me on the Antiques Roadshow in 100 years.
Fantastic. Absolutely. I like that. There's something in what you just said. You said light to dark, is it? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something in there. It's related. It's related to the song, the light. There's some message in there. We'll find it. We'll get to the bottom of it.
We're going
to
play. Is that the first one we should play tonight? Because we got four tracks to play. And the light's one of them. That's the latest, right? Your latest and greatest. And this just came out. Can you buy this yet? I don't even know if it's out.
Yeah, it's out. It just came out. It's 2 weeks ago. It was on October 24th. Now it's November 12th as we record this. So it just came out. It's available everywhere, like even Deezer, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube Music, Amazon Music.
Here it is, folks. Let's play it. This is Jessica Marr, everybody. This is The Light. Check this out.
I want to try to find the light, but the dark keeps calling me. I'm imagining a time when you and me are set free. I try to think about the day, but I know that it's your night. Oh, I want to try to, I want to try to find the light. Time and time again I find I can't escape myself. I run but I can't hide because I know me too damn well. Wanna try to find the light, but the dark keeps calling me. I'm imagining a time when you and me are set free. I try to think about the day, but I know that it's your night. Ooh, I wanna try to, I wanna try to find the light. When I think I got this sense, skies are finally blue. All signs point to go, but I am stumbling right on cue. Try to keep my sinking down, reaching for a helping hand, and not a soul around. I try, but I can't find it. I run, but I can't hide it. I want to try to find a light, but the dark keeps calling me.
And we're back, everybody. And we're back. It's amazing. It just seems like we were just here. It's the magic of television. Anyway, this is a great track. Let me ask you this, because with my paintings, people, they see the finished process. I don't do process videos. I know some people do. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not, as my wife says, throwing shade at anybody, whatever works for you. I'm lazy. I'm not going to do a process video. Just, I don't have any interest in that. It's just something to interrupt the process, if I'm honest with you. But people see the finish. My point is, people see the finished painting, and they're like, yeah, Jamie rolled out of bed this Tuesday and I just knocked that out. Sometimes that absolutely does happen, and I celebrate it because it is rare. What they oftentimes do not see is me getting upset, and it's fighting me, and I want to throw it in the street, and I've never done that so far. Come close a couple times. But they don't see all the, they don't know if it was easy or a hard one.
Yeah.
I hear the light and I'm like, this is perfect. This is perfect. Why, she probably didn't even have to send this to mastering. It just came out that way. It's amazing. Because I can't tell. I can't tell if this was an easy or a hard one. And maybe I get a little distracted in the message of the track with the lyrics and whatnot, because they're fantastic. But it just seems, it seems like it's so good. This couldn't be anything but an easy one. Was it an easy one? Or did it fight you a little bit?
The loaded question. Thank you for saying that. That means a lot to me, especially I have gotten so much better about feeling confident in knowing like my creations. Like you said, when you're meant to create it and you create it, that's the validation right there. You not dependent on external circumstances. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, this song, I think you've been so kind to share a post of mine where I was like, oh my gosh, we're almost at 1,000 streams. We're now well over 5,000. So we've quintupled that. It's continued to grow. It's my fastest growing track. I've received overwhelmingly, graciously, wonderfully positive feedback and comments.
That's awesome.
So it's been great. So I've been receiving a lot of support for it. The rejections, that's just a part of it. Sometimes, and it's not anything about the song.
Not everything's everybody's cup of tea.
Right. It's not anything. And the notes, they were still like, you know, oh, it's a great song. We really like it, but wish it was more in line with my playlist. So that's fine. I understand it. If you're for everybody, you're for nobody, right? So it's not for everybody, but I know for the people it's meant for. It's resonating, and that's what counts. And people are telling me, like, this message is hitting hard. They're getting it stuck in their head. So I'm just really blessed and fortunate because it was a team effort. I worked with my producers, Beto Vargas of BV, Beto Vargas Productions, and then from the record house. So between their musical mastery with the production and with me writing this song and recording it and coming up with melody and the lyrics, it was a team effort. But I will tell you, it actually started a long time ago. So I started doing this as a demo with someone else, like back in 2018 or something.
Wow. Okay.
And as I mentioned to you, it deals with themes like the lyrics say, I want to try to find the light, but the dark keeps calling me. Because I was in that phase of my life where I felt like I was in a tug of war between the life I want and what I knew, like what I was conditioned to be. And so it was like what we're talking about, breaking out of those cycles of conditioning, programming, whatever, societal beliefs, blah, all that stuff. I was just feeling so trapped because I was like, I know I want to choose better, be better, do different things than this BS that is in front of me. How do I get there? And then I went through it with that first demo and that first, the person I worked with, it ended up being this whole, we can say it now, shit show. Mm-hmm. I got the approval on that. And it evolved until I eventually brought it to my producers that I just mentioned, Beto and Mart, and I work with them on all of my tracks that you've heard. And we remade it from the ground up together. The song, The Bones, I wrote the song. So they redid the production completely. And so my long-winded response to your question, Jamie, is it was not easy.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy one.
It was a long journey to get there. But once we got there and once it was like, okay, these are the right people to bring this to fruition with me. And it did flow. Like you said, this is coming back to your path analogy, right? Mm-hmm. Once we were on the right track, pun intended, there we go. Yeah,
things just fall into place. It's amazing. And that's frankly why I do, personally, people notice, they read my blog and look at the website and whatnot. I do a lot of charity stuff. Somebody's trying to raise money or have a silent auction or they want to, whatever. I'm usually involved in it. And we're donating paintings. But the main reason you're helping, you feel good. It feels good to help. But the selfish reason also is I have found every time I've done that, every time I've lent a hand on something, I get more work from it. It comes back. It's in a pattern that's shockingly predictable. It's just the way you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Things happen. Mm-hmm. You're putting good out in the world. My wife's got married. She has her crystal business. She's into all this stuff. And she's like, yeah, it's coming back to you. Energy's a boomerang, as she always says. And she's right. I can't argue that it's not because I've experienced it. There's a lot of stuff like that. Again, I'm old enough, folks, to know that I don't know everything. I'll get sick. I'll get like a cold or something. Give me all these weird Chinese, the bottles have Chinese Mandarin writing. I have no idea, which I, hopefully it's not arsenic, but I just go with it because it works. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, a lot of that supplement stuff's just placebo. That's great. All I care about are the results.
Yeah.
I don't like being sick. A drag.
I'm like, I'm in it and I'm doing all the things. I'm also very much so tapping into like my body's inherent ability to heal itself. Because this is one thing, whether people agree with like the terms we're talking about or believe in whatever energy or spirituality or whatever, it doesn't matter. You cannot deny the fact that medicine alone does not heal. It's your body metabolizing it. And just think about the way your heart beats without you having to think. Your lungs breathe without you having to control it. Your cuts heal. Maybe you put a little alcohol or Neosporin on it, whatever. But still, your body does have these abilities. So whenever I hear what somebody say to me, what you said that people will say to you, Jamie, like, isn't it placebo? I'm like, why are we looking at placebo as like something?
Yeah, is it working? I'm glad it's working.
Yeah, placebo means that our minds are so powerful, we can create results. Hold up a second. Rewind. Why are we not like tapping into that more? The power of our minds. Hello. Jedi mind trick over here. Bing.
Yeah, you gotta, if you're going into anything, and I tell any friend of mine that's going to have surgery or something serious, and even stuff that isn't serious, I'm like, positive mental attitude can do wonders for you. And you got to believe it. You got to want something so much that you can taste it.
You'd
be amazed at how, what a prescription that is.
Yeah. Have you heard what doctors refer to as the will to live in a patient? Yeah. If they don't have the will to live, it's like they're like, it's almost a surefire truth that they won't live. But if they have the will to live, almost always they will end up persevering or lasting a lot longer than they thought.
Absolutely. No, folks, I'm not saying don't listen to what the doctor is saying. Wow.
Of course.
If the word stage 4 comes up in casual conversation, listen to what they're saying.
Of course.
But at the same time, you got to have that, like Jessica was saying, that will to live. I'm going to beat this, or I'm going to do this or that. I've had a lot of friends. Things worked out in a positive way because they had that. And I've had a lot of friends and acquaintances I've known that didn't have that. And again, it's that path, the negative stuff. It's quicksand. You get in it, you can't get out of it.
And you know, and it's so complicated and layered and you never know. Like you said, Jamie, like you gotta, it's not about one, again, one way, only go through Western medicine or only go through Eastern medicine. It's like, you've got to really listen to what's right for you and definitely do your best to take care of yourself. And sometimes things are just inexplicable. Sometimes people will have the will and it doesn't matter. We can't begin to understand everything. Like you said, the more you know, you don't know. So
I'm Native American and I'm a big believer in sage and my wife sages all the time. We sage all the time. And yeah, in our house, we've got a lot of crystals. It's her business. It's her side business. And we've got so many crystals, I feel like Superman in the fortress. So we got a lot of crystals in this house. Incidentally, we've never had any ghost sightings or anything. I did see a ghost one time. That's not true. I wrote about it on my blog. I got up early. I get up early. I'm an old man. Came out of the bedroom. And I looked towards we have an open floor plan in our living room and kitchen area. And my wife's got this giant water filtration thing where it filters all the stuff out of the, I don't know. She's happy having that. Great. That's what we had it. And I saw that out of the corner of my eye and I thought it was a ghost and I screamed like a little girl and I was nervous. I was concerned. The dog woke up, started barking. The wife woke up. It was a big deal. And that was my big ghost experience.
Oh, so it wasn't an actual ghost.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying they probably wouldn't. Our houses, we got a lot of cool stuff, but it's boring. You know what I mean? We got a lot of old stuff. Ghosts are like, really? Mid-century? Get some new furniture, Jamie. What is wrong with you? We saw this in 1955. Come on, man. Get with it.
Jamie's like trying to speak it into existence right now. He's like, just in case ghosts are around, you won't like my house. It's boring. Don't come here. He's like trying to ward away the...
It's true.
My house is boring. Ghosts wouldn't want to come here.
Get some new magazines, Jamie. The ones on the coffee table are way out of date. And come on. But they're cool. They're vintage.
All right. I won't say the thing, since I know you're definitely trying to keep the ghosts away. I won't go into detail about how older items are more likely to have more
ghosts. Probably does. It probably does. I got to tell you, we watch the pee out of those. Anytime anybody's over, yeah, we might start off with Duran video. Every TV has a Roku on our house, so you can watch YouTube on any of the TV. Mm-hmm. And we're going to watch some Depeche Mode videos, of course, if you come to my house for a party or something. That's only the first part of the evening. It's going to shift over to CCTV footage of chairs moving on their own or something. It just... That happens every time.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
Or I have a little playlist I save stuff. Okay, this will be good for this, or this will be good.
Curated. It's curated. How very artistic of you. You should be a painter or something.
I'm telling you. I get a lot of good ideas from watching that stuff too, because somebody will say something. I'm like, ooh, that's a painting title. And I keep all these little books that I get at the Dollar Tree. You get like 6 of them for $1.25 now. And these little books that are have my notes on them. Most people would use a phone these days. I don't have a phone, so it's these little books. I have shoe boxes and shoe. I have a wall of shoe filled with these, of just a turn of a phrase I heard of. See you in some other lifetime. I'm like, okay, that's a painting. I don't know what. It's a painting of the one I just did behind me. I was going to call it true crime, obviously, because that's on there. But no, that somebody said something about fatal attractions, like with an S, plural. And I'm like, and on the painting, it says true crime and chocolate.
And chocolate.
So I'm like, oh, those are fatal attractions. So that's all because I heard that in some rap song or something. And yeah, so I rip everybody off.
No, it's inspiration. I feel you. That's what a lot of songs come to me. That way too, where I'll hear something and it's just, ooh, like, that's a song. Yeah.
You're one of the great things, one of the talents you have with your art, your music, is relatability. And I find that I am so jealous. I am so jealous of my musician friends in the fact that you record a song. You write a song, you record it. It's great. Everybody loves it. That's fantastic. It meant something to you, though. There was a story. There was an experience. There was something that inspired you to write the song in the first place. And that's great. But the 10,000 other people, they attach some other memory to that or some other experience to that. So you haven't just wrote one song. You've written 10,000 songs. Mm-hmm. And I get a little, with my painting, I get a little almost offended. What does this mean? What is this? I'm like, you tell me. You're looking at it. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you? That's way more interesting to me. I know what it meant to me. That I've already worked through that stuff. I want to see your point of view.
Right.
And music's great in that. Everybody's got a different... You don't know Cody and how he did her wrong or something like that. You had no idea about any of that. You don't even know this girl. But she knows that.
Yeah.
And she knows what he did. And she can relate. Relatability, I guess they call it.
Yeah.
And you were... a mistress of that, a master of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good art. That is good art.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate you saying that, because that is funny you're saying that. Because a lot of times I say, if I was just doing this for myself, I would just be singing in my bedroom. You know,
but it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. If I was just doing it for myself, oh my gosh, it'd be so much easier. But like you said, when you've got that calling, when you're supposed to be doing something, you nailed it. It was, you were on the head with it. You can't ignore it. It's like, you have to do it. Otherwise you feel like crap. Like you said, you'll feel depressed. And so for me, I feel like because I was just talking to my mom about this today, about how I don't believe that we have dreams in our hearts for just to taunt us. Like, I think they're there for a reason. Okay. And I was talking to her and she was saying, for as long as I can remember, you always loved to entertain people and bring people joy and help. And that was just something in you. And so that's why I make my songs, is to not just be fun to listen to, yes, for sure, but also to connect. So thank you for saying that. I really received that. Like, the relatability part is like a hidden goal of mine. So I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It brings up another good point too, of inspiration and down, having down peaks and valleys. Life is full of peaks and valleys. I had a friend of mine, he's a hired gun. And ladies and gentlemen, what that means is his main gig, he's in a rockabilly band, plays stand-up bass, has the crazy hair, the whole bit. He's cool. But he makes a lot of money when Melvin can't go on tour with some other band because he's got to work or whatever. They hire my friend. And he learns all the songs and he goes on tour with them. He's not part of that band now. He's just a hired gun.
Yeah.
And he called, this was a couple of years ago, he called me up. His things, trouble in River City, man. His wife was doing something different. And details don't matter, but she had made a decision. And he was pretty upset about it. And I said, hey, man, looking at my bar right now, I got a bottle of tequila and we have a beach 10 minutes away. Sometimes a change of scenery is a good thing, even if it's for a week or weekend or something. Not that I'm a big fan of house guests, folks. I think house guests and fish are good for about 4 days and they both start smelling. But no, he came down, we were sitting on the beach and he's telling me his tale of woe because he needed, and it's weird for guys because guys are not, they're not as advanced and as evolved as women in these situations. You know what I mean? He's trying not to cry. It was just sad. Grown guy, and he's sniffling. And so I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, dude, you're in a country band. Are you kidding? You're going to make 4 albums from this.
There you go.
This is, think whatever walking upright God you happen to worship that this happened because you have material for now.
You're so right.
And you got to use that stuff sometimes. It's, that reminds me of another article. I was reading an article, this was years ago, about the singer Adele.
Yeah.
And she was in music school and they were talking to one of her music teachers. And they're like, so she's always been they're like, no, she was horrible. She was the worst at writing songs. And then summer break came. She went home, had her big first love affair, and it ended poorly.
Yep.
And she came back heartbroken.
Yep.
And suddenly she's knocking out bangers.
Yeah.
You know, it changed everything.
I've heard that. I've heard that story. It was her heartbreak that caused her to write her first successful album. And I agree with you. It's like it comes full circle back to what you were saying with using your paintings to get through the hard times. And it's like, it's truly, that's magic. That's what you call alchemizing the pain into purpose or the mess into the magic. Throw whatever cliche in there. They're cliche, but they're true. It's really that. It's that mess into the magic, pain into the purpose. Take the hard time and make it mean something. And every time I introduce my other song, Fighter, that I think Fighter was the first song I ever introduced to you.
Jay, yeah, this was the one that was you were friends with or you were hanging out with or doing. I don't know. It was the American Ninjas crowd and whatnot. You were hanging out.
That was with somebody. That was last year.
Oh, okay.
But yes, good memory. You're remembering all these different details I have. But this, though, Fighter was a few years ago. And every time I introduce that song, Fighter.
I remember the inspiration for this.
Yeah,
right?
That's the one where I was telling you where I was going through the dark phases. And later in life, I wrote this song. But what I always say when I introduce it is I say, this song is about when hard things happen to you in life. You have 2 options. 1, let it be the thing that breaks you down.
Right.
Or 2, let it be the thing that makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
And then lately I've been doing a lot more time. With my, like, signing a lot more with my music because my aunt is deaf. So I try to incorporate sign language as much as I can when I'm singing.
Yeah, I know these are a little bone. That's cool. And it's just cool. That's a whole other market.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do my best, but I always try to also sign the song Fighter because part of the inspiration came from some of the hardships I went through with my aunt who is deaf. So what you're saying right now about your friend and his heartbreak and Adele, it comes full circle to the painting, and also that's the message of Fighter, that song that I have, which is one of them that I sent you too.
Absolutely. It's there's a lot of, I always tell people, are like, where do you find these women? You paint a lot of women, usually up to no good, but where do you find the models of that? And I'm like, I'm sure Jessica's in a couple paintings there. Every girl I know is in a couple. It may not be her entire face or body, but I notice stuff. I'm like, look at the way that shadow is on her neck right there. Mm-hmm. Or look at this, the curve of this, the arch of that foot or whatever. And I remember those. I'm like, okay, make a note of that, Jamie. And yeah, those come out. I'm like, oh, I need this here, so I'm going to do that.
Oh,
and yeah, every woman I know, there's a lot of... And
yeah, you get inspiration as you go. Absolutely. Oh, and that reminds me, I meant to tell you this, Jamie. Someone painted me for the first time. My friend Zini Abraham, she's a local artist here, and she lives in Anamosa. She's got a really cool hip camp and art and event space called Neverland Barnyard. Mm. And she had an installation at a really cool local community hub for art and music and theater. And she did a series called The Fans, and she did it on fan blades. And so I posed for her with the guitar, and she painted me on a fan blade. It was cool.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is awesome. I remember many years ago, I was commissioned to paint some stuff for this company that sold Beatles memorabilia. They would commission stuff to be done, and they sold there's all these Beatles conventions, and there's a big crowd for that. And they had, I never did it, but I had a bunch of other stuff done that they had commissioned and paid me for it to do. And I was at one of the part of that deal is I had to go to this convention and sign stuff and all this and that. But one of the things we were BSing afterwards, that's how a lot of these things end, folks. You're in a diner somewhere talking to the organizer, and that's just part of how that goes, the exciting world of professional painting. But they had mentioned, they said, hey, do you think you could knock out, you can get these packs of fan blades, or we'll get them for you or whatever, but there's four Beatles members. Could you do, because a lot of people have a Beatles room, and they got all the lunch boxes and all the stuff in there. Could you do some Beatles fan blades? And I honestly forgot about it till you just told me about your fan. And how cool is that? That's a brilliant idea. That's $1 million idea. I like that.
It's very cool. She did a great job.
How did you feel when she did it? Because you now had this connection with her as a painter and whatnot. Was it a weird feeling?
She's a dear friend of mine also. And okay. So we connected only this year, but it was one of those things where you instantly connect with someone. And so I already knew she was a wonderful artist. I already had been to her event space. She'd already heard me perform and been really supportive of my music. So it felt a perfect culmination of co-creation. She's in her art and appreciating me and my art. And
collaborate on stuff. You can perform at one of her events or something.
And so I did. So the night she opened she had her artist reception at CSPS, which is a really cool local hub that I was mentioning. She had two floors. The lower level was her personal work, and the upper level was a project that she has called Project Create Peace. Mm-hmm. And it was all about that. And so I planned to do it by myself, but I had a great friend named Maggie who played djembe with me, did the music for her artist reception. And so it was cool to be like, I'm performing here, and below you can go see me on a fan blade.
Yeah.
It was cool. But it definitely did feel like it deepened our connection because we were able to have great conversation. She's also able to kind of paint and talk. I don't know about you. Every artist is different.
Oh, yeah. Live painting, I think, is a pain in the neck. I'll tell you, it isn't the fact of doing it that's hard. It's the fact that everybody, like you said, she can paint. And the second part of that, and talk. Because everybody in the place will come up and ask you questions while you're trying to. The worst experience I ever had with that, I can't believe I'm saying this on the show. There was a big film festival thing that had me do a bunch of work for it. They had some celebrities there that they were giving awards to, and they had me paint each celebrity. And I did, and they presented them with the painting. That's a thank you for being involved. And it was great. But they had asked me, they'd sent me this big thing, because they're used to dealing with celebrities and stuff. I'm not a celebrity, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just a guy with weird hair. But I got this thing, and they're like, what's in your rider? What do you need? Any special food or drink? And so as a joke, I'm like, I am partial to Japanese vodka. I didn't even know if there was a thing, if that was a thing. It is, because when I showed up, it was a couple $100 bottle of Japanese vodka on ice sitting there for me. With no mixer, because I didn't put that in the writer. I was just screwing around. I wasn't actually expecting this. And, you know, all I knew is the writer is the, if Van Halen's playing, they can't have brown M&Ms. That's all I knew about writers. I had no idea how that, any of that, that actually is a thing. It was, and I felt bad. So I was drinking a couple drinks out of the bottle straight because I had no mixer. And I got hammered. Hammer.
Oh my gosh.
And one of the things, what I was painting was the owner of the festival, the guy, him and his wife put the whole thing on, and I painted him and his wife and their daughter, who I'd met a bunch of times leading up to this. And it was a great painting. It was all three of them looked like them. They could have taken, that could have been a Christmas card. Yeah, I was impressed because I was a little sloshed. I never paint when I'm drunk, and I just don't get that drunk anymore. But this was back in the day. And he came up and he goes, that's a great painting, Jamie. Thank you so much. But I feel bad because we also have a 13-year-old that you haven't met before. And I don't want to bring this painting home without her being included in it. But I'm like, he goes, 13-year-old girls are, there's that could lead to stuff that we don't need. And I'm like, oh, man, I had no idea. I didn't know. Nobody gave me a photo to work from her. And I just did it out of my head. And so I'm like, get me email. Don't take it. I'll finish this. Email me a picture and we'll, I can move things around and put her in it. So it all ended. All was well with it, ended well. But man, yeah, I got hammered that night on that Japanese vodka because I was stupid. And then I'm having to deal with that. Yeah. See, this is why you don't drink when you work, folks, because stuff happens and then you got to deal with it. And if you're not, and fortunately, I was luckily able to land the plane, but oh man,
give yourself an extra challenge.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I didn't have the song Fighter to listen to get me back on track.
Jeez,
let's play it
for, through.
I'm telling you, I needed it that night.
Yeah,
it's very true. Everybody, this is Fighter, Jessica Marr. Check this out.
I know I was born to be a fighter.
me clean and make me whole. I'm not satisfied, I know I got these messed up thoughts of mine, won't ever let me go. But I know, oh yeah, I know.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Hey, I just realized I forgot to mention we have all things Jessica Marr in the clickable links in the description below. And the description below, including Spotify and all that. She's got this thing called the Pilo, which is a great. I'm thinking about stealing one of those or setting one of those up just because it's a good link page. Looks real nice.
The pillar link?
Pillar link.
That's yep. Right. Yeah, that's yes. Cool. Yes. It's a smart link. It's like Linktree or whatever. And mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a little prettier than Linktree, I think, you know, it does. It looks a little, it's worth the extra cost if there is one. I don't know.
It's pretty cool. You can pay for a membership with them. I think they have a free one. The thing is, I was grandfathered in because I've been with them for a while. So I don't know, but you can also create courses on there. I'm not a brand ambassador for them. I'm not getting paid to say this, but I recently created a workshop and I'm working on a course that I'm releasing that I'm building on Pillar. Mm-hmm. So that's so funny that you even mentioned it because that's not something I think to mention. Like I said, I'm not getting paid by them yet. Pillar, yeah. If you want to sponsor me.
Yet. It's so true. It's that stuff happens. I haven't had a back when I hit in my early career, it was we didn't have the term brand yet, really, not meaning what it means today.
Right.
And I had a deal with Smartwater, which was pretty great.
Oh, cool.
A friend of mine set up. Yeah, there's a period. If you look at my old pictures, I'm always got a Smartwater in my, and there's a reason for that. Matter of fact, there's a picture of me I'm thinking of right now that I have where I'm painting. I'm live painting. And you always have to have your little, this is my little trusty one now. Look how ugly that thing is. Oh. But that's my water for the paintbrushes to rinse off and stuff and keep things flowing. But in this particular picture, I had cut with an X-Acto knife, I had cut a Smartwater, one of those big bottles, and that was my water in the pictures that got paid money to do that.
Smart.
I was trying to be. But yeah, brand deals are important. It's part of the thing now. As an independent artist, stuff like that is very in play. And, but I wanted to tell everybody, we have all those links. I suggest if you're not following Jessica or subscribed or whatever the term is for whatever website she's on, they're all there. She's a young gal. She grew up with a phone in her hand. She knows how to do all this stuff.
I don't know about that, Jamie, but thank you very much for sharing and for supporting. I appreciate what you do. And thank you for the way that you always go up to bat for independent artists. Like I know you are an artist yourself, a different medium, but it's very cool how you use your platform to also champion and support other artists. So thank you. I'm honored. And anybody from your community that you know, thank you very much.
You inspire me so much. And I got the easy art. You got the expensive art. I think it takes a lot of creativity, more creativity than me. I just got to get a canvas and draw something. Nothing.
For me, I can do a mean stick figure, but I don't know, Jamie. I would say for me, music is easy and painting is, oh boy.
It's funny. Somebody was asking me the other day with AI and all this kind of stuff now. And they're like, are you worried? I'm like, no, man. No. Yeah. As long as there's rich people in the world that want to show off, I'm in business. You know what I mean? That's my whole, they're like, what do you mean? I said, all art is, paintings at least, trading cards for rich people. That's all that is. They want to You have no idea how many times one of their rich friends will come to me and say, oh, I really like what you did over there. Can you do something bigger or better? Why, yes. Depending on the check, I can do all kinds of things. Yeah. But I'll tell you, independent filmmakers and musicians, during the pandemic, it became very obvious to me when I was watching that show Blacklist. I was really into that, man. I really liked that show. They couldn't make any more episodes for a while there because everybody was shut down.
Right.
And they're making stuff animated. I'm watching a cartoon. I'm like, this isn't what I like. This isn't, I'm glad I got something, but it isn't. I said, well, let me start watching and listening to some indie artists. And they got us through because you guys were still making stuff.
Yeah, still making stuff. And something that I have been so fortunate to have is live streaming. So like with the existence of live streaming and even with The Light, my song that you played so graciously and mentioned, I had a virtual and in-person hybrid release party for that. So on the 24th of October, the song was released, but the day before we had a pre-release launch party and we had it at a local crystal shop, actually. Danny would approve. Oh. But a local, they have an event space. So we had it there and invited all of our local community. And then I also had Zoom set up. So I was able, I had people watching both live and the recording. I sent out the recording, but I had people from Australia, Sweden,
yeah,
from India. Yeah.
Set that laptop on a little pedestal or a chair or something, whatever you got.
Yeah, we had a little table for the Zoom. So I was speaking to people. And then we had people from California, Texas, Midwest, everywhere. It's Kansas. We have people from all over. So that's the one beautiful thing about what we learned during the pandemic was how you do have resources to connect globally. That being said, that doesn't take away from the challenge and the struggle of removing the in-person component. That was really hard. Wow. But I was just very fortunate to have the medium of live streaming. And I still incorporate that now because I still live stream.
Think you're ahead. I think you're 10 years ahead of the game with that.
Oh, I don't know about Amy. I'm 34, so I'll take 10 years.
I can't believe you're 34 because you look about 24. But
you're my best friend.
No, but I speak the truth. It's true. I foresee, I told a friend of mine, the nightclub business has changed. It's really hard right now because Gen Z, they're not clubbers. They don't like to go out and meet pretty girls. I don't know. My generation was different.
Yeah.
But we were raised, all of our media, all the movies, everybody, clubs where you went, man. That was the place.
Yep.
Before that, and it's so funny. I have a friend of mine who makes documentary films, and her family, the first one she made was about roller rinks, and her family owned a big roller rink. That's how she grew up, working in the roller rink, the skating rink. And roller skating, folks, not ice skating, but roller skating. And I told her, I said, I used to go to the roller rink once a week. Every Saturday afternoon and evening, I was at the roller rink. It was like a nightclub for kids. I'd roll in there with my custom skates, Mr. Cool and all this and that. Hair swept back like a raven's wing. I did okay in grade 7 is all I'm saying. And then I graduated to actual nightclubs. But yeah, it started out in the roller rink. But that was my generation. It was a different generation. The Gen Z kids didn't have that growing up. They didn't have that. That wasn't in their media, in their fiction, in their drama and whatnot. Even on a mainstream level, they didn't have shows where the gang was hanging out at the Peach Pit or some specific place like that, you know, or Owls with Richie Cunningham and all them before. That was always a staple in their media diet. So nightclubs are, it's people my age don't want to go out. We're like, if we got to leave the house at 9, are you kidding me? No, it's not happening. We're not leaving. Plus we're married. That's just weird. And are you going to take your wife to a nightclub? It's just weird. And plus the reason I don't like to go nightclubbing anymore is I don't like to be the old man at the nightclub looking at 21-year-olds, because if you're an old guy and you're at a club, you better own the club. That's the only reason you should even be in. It's not made for you. You know what I mean? Your time has passed. Yeah, you don't want to be the old creep. But it's very true. But I foresee nightclubs are going to have to install the exactly what you're doing with your shows, an interactive camera system of some sort, where if I'm in Mozambique or wherever, I can, hey, let's see what's happening at the spot tonight, or this or that, or ooh, look at her, or look at him, or whatever, and have some way to control it so you don't get people doing weird stuff on the camera. But I think that's in the future. I think that's going to happen because you have to add the interactivity just to keep, maybe you charge $5 to access that or something. Cover charge. But I think that's brilliant on you because it gets you out. You're well aware you have a global audience. Your fan base is global. There's people in Australia that are digging what you're doing. You know what I mean? And yeah, you have to embrace that. And you're not smart if you don't, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have been able, through live streaming, to connect with people. Like what my friend in Australia mentioned, his name is James Favey. Ozzy James, and then I have my friend in Sweden who's Adam, and then my friend in India who's Gogs, call him Twinny. They have just showed up and showed out from all over the world. And that's not even, I have a friend, I call him Gruno, in France. So and we've got people in the UK. It's just really cool. Like there's a large chance they will watch this and hear the shout out and just be like, yeah, it's cool how we connected, from... What are the odds?
Other side of the planet. That is brilliant. Yeah. I know people bag on the internet a lot. They're like, I found out my aunt's a racist. Yeah, there is that stuff that happens. But at the same, even you and I, you're in Iowa right now. Yeah. We're 2,500 miles apart, but it's like we're hanging out.
Yeah.
You know? And it's weird if you think about it, because I'll tell you, when we switched the show to video and audio. You remember, because you were on the show when it was just audio.
Yep.
You called into the number and we talked on the phone for an hour or whatever. And that was the show, which was fine. I thought it was great. I didn't have to shave before every show. A lot of shows were done in t-shirts and shorts, I got to tell you.
Slippers.
Yeah.
You got the bunny slippers.
yeah, exactly. I wasn't putting ties on or anything. But then we started doing the video, and it's different. It's different. But I couldn't remember where I was going with that. When it was that, I couldn't have international guests because it costs too much to call in from England or something.
Oh.
Now I have international guests every other week because it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
So it's a pain because you got to figure out the time change and whatnot. Right.
I do have a lot of dear friends in England, but I have a friend, Sam, in England, and he's also in the music industry, and he and I connected, same thing, through live streaming, and he's seen a lot of different generations of technology, and he's just spoken to how it is what you make of it. I believe, same thing what you were saying, Jamie, with AI and the internet, it's like all a tool and a resource, and it's just the same way a knife can be used to chop healthy veggies to be put in a salad to nourish your body or to stab someone. It's a resource. And there are pros and cons. Don't get me wrong. There's
I will say this.
Cons with the internet. But
if you think you're dating a chat GTP or whatever they call them now.
GPT.
Yeah, find something better to do with your time, man. You're not, that's like falling in love with a stripper, you know?
I think that's like the movie Her with.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't know of anybody doing that, but I do know that these are all.
I don't know anybody either, but I see it happen.
I'm sure, I guarantee you it's happening, but I think it's just important to remember like where your attention goes, energy flows. So if you're focusing more on the fear, you're going to get more of that. If you're focusing on what you don't want, you'll get more of that. If you focus more on what you do want or what's going well, you'll get more of that. So that's why I'm a little congested. I'm a little sick. I've muted myself to cough a couple of times, but I'm focusing on, I'm healing. My body's getting better. That's what I'm focusing on. Instead of like, I'm miserable. Like I do have my miserable.
Drink all your tea, haven't you? You're out of tea right now.
I'm out of tea, but I've been focusing more on, I'm healing. And then when I have those moments of, oh, this sucks, I'm rerouted. So I'm
let's play another one. We've played Fighter and the Light. We got Somebody and Follow the Feel Good left. What should we hit everybody with next?
Maybe Follow the Feel Good, since we're talking about focusing on what you do want.
Absolutely. Here it is, everybody. This is Jessica Maher, Follow the Feel Good.
Follow the feel good. And baby, still tonight. Follow the feel good. You know it'll be alright. If you cannot move yourself, find another way. Look at the muddy ones through your mind. Make sure you don't fall prey. Just follow the feel good. And you'll find your escape. Working harder every day. Losing sense of time. When the music starts to play, I know that I'll be fine. The world's turned up on. And you don't know what to do. You can turn within instead. I swear you'll make it through. Just follow the feel good.
We're back, everybody. We're back. Woo! That's amazing. As Jessica mentioned earlier, all these singles are available for purchase. Holiday season's upon us, and I tell people all the time, buy a single. Buy a single, print out a little thing, put that in one of those little envelopes. I don't know, my wife always has a bunch of those in the Christmas bag of wrapping paper and stuff. We have a whole bag of this. And all you need is somebody's email.
Yeah.
Then you've bought them a single and just put it in there.
That's a cool idea, Jamie. I like that.
Yeah, put that in the
Actually, Sam was saying recently, it's good to focus more on the downloads with the purchase than necessarily the streaming in terms of you getting royalties.
You own it then. Yeah. I always say the same thing. If you work in an office, you're selling insurance, whatever it is you're doing, I hope you're doing it well. But anyway, my point is, if Barbara is working in the cubicle down the hall and she's all right on a Saturday night, you want to set yourself apart from the crowd. Everybody, every guy in there is going to buy her a card, maybe some flowers or something. And that's nice. It's nice. But if you want to James Bond it, man, buy her a single.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that.
That's cool. I like it. I'll have to remind people to do that. Good call, Jamie. This is why they pay you the big bucks.
I don't know about it. I wish. I try. But yeah, that's a great song. I like that song. It's inspiring. Even if you're not going through something, play that at the gym, folks. Get over that hurdle.
That's Follow the Feel Good. It's also like, it. There's a lyric in there. It's like, the world is turned up on its head. You don't know what to do. You can turn within instead. I swear you'll make it through. And this is a good point. Like, now when things seem crazy in the world, don't overly focus on that. Focus more on what you can control, yourself, your actions, the solution. Follow the feel good. Whee.
And folks, you have to remember too, I don't like to get political on the show. And I'm but Jessica's right. The world's weird, man. You watch the news, you're like, geez, Louise, it's crazy right now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Understand the world. We've been through crazy times before. Yeah. Rome burned. You know what I mean?
Roman Empire. We're coming back to it.
I learned that watching a video on YouTube.
I knew we'd come back to the Roman Empire, Jamie.
We always come back to the Roman Empire. I'm a guy. But no, it's very true. Keep that in mind. And Jessica made a very good point. When you watch the news, they're just trying to sell Cialis pills and Golf Digest magazines. Really, it's a for-profit deal. So you got to keep things spicy to get people to watch.
And worked up about it, then you've got to remember, hey, that's the goal that they want. So don't give them that power. You've got to come back to center. You know, like
politician or something. Yeah. Of course, they're gonna lie and be at their. That's the job description. Obviously, people always ask me. They're like, Jamie, what politically? What are you? I said, look, I remember high school. No matter how cool I thought the principal was, the old one or the new one that came in, whatever. I know if either of those cats caught me smoking behind the gym, I'm getting detention. They're still going to bust me. Birds always have two wings and it's always the same bird. So don't get.
Yeah.
Don't lose family members over some nonsense.
I agree. I'm much more concerned with how we can come together and unify, because there's already too much out there to divide us and separate us.
So polarized. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so polarized. And so instead of being like demonizing other sides, which is what you see nonstop, why don't we come together and find ways to, one, accept that people are different, and two, find ways to connect, to unify,
that's a good thing.
Problem solve, instead of to be constantly demonizing each other.
If everybody was the same, the world would be a real dull place.
Exactly. We all have differences, and that's not something to get upset about, but rather to accept.
But that being said, don't be picking up baseball bats and hitting people with them. That's
causing
be a good harm. Hang. Be a good hang. That's my mantra to people. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, there's no excuse for harm, for harming people. There's no excuse for that. So yeah, I agree. I think it's, let's find ways to connect, come together, and unify instead of further divide. But that doesn't mean, again, like we said, that means celebrating differences, allowing for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big fan of Mexican food. I'm glad I've experienced it. I cook it all the time. Cooked it last night. I'm glad of differences in the world. It's not the same meatloaf every night after night.
You want difference?
People like that.
Variety, right? Spice of life?
Yeah, exactly. I want to see it. Anyway, next track we're going to play, and this is Somebody. I don't know who it's about, but I bet it's about somebody.
Oh, there he goes.
Anyhow, everybody, this is Jessica Mars. I almost said Mars. There's no S on that. It's just
no S.
Jessica Mar. Here it is. This is Somebody. Check it out.
You say that fake it if you hope to make it, because they don't want you to be true. Oh, they just want to see a winner, no matter if she's saint or sinner. It's my turn to say something to you. I don't need somebody telling me I gotta be somebody. Last thing I wanna see is somebody who's not doing their own. Oh, you think you know me, but I promise you don't. You only hear whatever you want. You got me bent inside of your mold. Pressure always rising. Meanwhile, fantasizing about the glories of your youth. A canvas that has nothing on it can be painted the way you want it. Picture this going in without you.
And we're back, everybody. Yay. Jessica Marr, Somebody. Another fantastic track. Do you ever write a boring track? Because you never bring them to me.
I'm going to write a boring one and just I can present it to you, Jamie.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're so good at it.
Thank you. That one, Somebody, we actually just had a really cool choreographer, a local choreographer and yoga instructor, Beth Hartman. She just taught choreography to that song a couple of months ago in this, we have a community hub where they have a lot of events throughout the summer. And so they did a dance cardio fitness class outdoors in this big stage. And she taught choreography and invited me up there to teach the choreography with her to that song, Somebody. Wow. And that was all thanks to my friend Haley, who brought me to the class. But yeah, so there's choreography to Somebody.
I love it. I love it. And on a personal note, I got to say, because you were a little self-deprecating earlier, but in relation to being in Iowa. There's corn and
I love Iowa. Don't
I gotta say, Iowa sounds pretty hip, if you want my opinion.
Yes,
there's
it is.
Art collectives, there's dance choreography, yoga going on.
Yes.
That sounds like the cool place to be.
It is. And I like to joke sometimes with those stereotypes, like, oh, there's nothing about corn. I will joke about those, like just the corn in Iowa or the wheat in Kansas, where I'm from originally, or celebrities everywhere in California, where I lived for a long time. But Iowa, I will tell you, Jamie, I came here after a very dark period where I went through some really hard things. And my life has never improved so dramatically and so drastically as it has since I moved here. So, yes, you're right. There are hip things in Iowa. Don't get it twisted, everybody.
Let me just tell you, no matter where you're at in the country, they have their little... And behind every cliche and stereotype, I'm going to get emails for saying this, or DMs, as my wife calls them. There's a kernel of truth to it.
Kernel, did you use kernel to be punny?
Yeah, like corn or Unix operating system. I'm kidding.
Oh, boy.
Nerds, don't email me. But anyway, but there's an element of truth to them. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a stereotype or a cliche. Right. The reality is everywhere in the country has their things. California, and I've lived everywhere. So I've never lived in Iowa, though, but I've visited a few times. California, everybody's flaky. Everybody, in fact, is not flaky. Just the majority of people. East Coast, everybody's very abrupt and self-centered. And that's, again, not everybody's that way. Just a lot of people are. There's that kernel of truth. The Midwest states, like Iowa and places like that, people are nice. They give a shit. And they're nice to you. It's amazing. Yeah. When we first got our house, we live at the end of a cul-de-sac. And at the other Kenny corner to us, very nice house, nice couple from Michigan. They'd come down every winter and stayed down here. And they finally bought a house and moved into it. And they were having dinner. This very true story. They'd went out to have pizza or something. It was an older couple, retired school teacher and a retired guy ran a factory. And they were having dinner and they're like, oh, talking about their day, things that had happened in the day. And the wife said, it's so hard sometimes being here because people are just so different than what we're used to. They're not as polite or nice. Where we live in South Florida, it's not that Florida... Everybody retires from New York. So everybody's from New York. Mm. And that New York attitude came with them, of course, just how it is. And he said, really, you feel this way? And she goes, yeah, some days are harder than others. So try to be happy and whatnot. And he said, I feel the same way. What are we doing here? You know, they just had a grandbaby and I don't know where they moved to Missouri or someplace. But yeah, they moved. They sold the house and moved. Yeah, they didn't communicate until they finally did and realized they were on the same page. And yeah, let's go to some place where the people are nice. And I get it. It made sense to me. I was like, that's what they're used to.
For sure. And you have to keep in mind, sometimes it's easier for people in the Midwest to be nice or like to smile at you because when you're in New York, and my dad will always say this too, he's in New York, you're passing thousands of people every day. you can't be like, hey, hi, how's it going?
Yeah, you can't. You know,
in here in the Midwest, you're like walking on the trail. You see someone like, hey. So sometimes it's just a factor of numbers, but.
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong, everybody. I've loved everywhere I've lived. And right. In my business, I deal with people from all areas.
Right.
Quite a lot. So I know how people are. But I remember first moving to California, I went in to set up a line of credit. I was investing in a bunch of real estate at the time. And this banker wasn't wearing a tie. And I had to check myself. I'm like, what, you're not handling my money if you can't put a tie on in the morning. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is a different world. You know what I mean? But it got to a point in California where if I was doing business with somebody, I would tell them, I said, guys, understand, I did not grow up here.
Yeah.
Being late to meetings and stuff, I just find that very disrespectful. I know that's the norm out here. I get it. That ain't me.
Right.
So flakiness, all that stuff, we got to keep that to a minimum.
Yes.
Before we even do anything. And people respected that. I didn't have any. That conversation usually happened at the before checks were written and stuff. Anyhow, folks, Jessica's sick. I've kept her a half hour longer than I was supposed to. I just had so much fun hanging out with her.
Same.
I hope you guys had fun checking her out and whatnot, because she's one to watch. I'm telling you, things are going to be happening. And if you don't believe me, talk to the universe. She saw the Northern Lights last night. How cool is that?
Jamie, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure as always. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on the show. I always love coming here and chatting with you. And I love what you do, your work, both your art and the work that you do here to share independent art.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Go get snuggled up, take a rest. And then go out and look at the lights tonight. They may be different.
Oh, yeah. I think they're supposed to be you're right. So I'll check. I'll let you know. If I see them again, I'll let you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. And be cool. Be a good hang. Be patient with people. Try to. I'm trying. I'm right there with you. And if you're traveling, lay off the booze. Do not drink anything before... Don't make everybody get off a plane. Don't wind up in a Karen video. I find them hilarious, but won't. And if the cops come, you've already lost the fight. You ain't going to win. So lay off the hooch. So you get where you're going.
There you go.
You do you, but be smart about it.
Words to live by.
I think seems like I'm seeing a new one every day on that YouTube. It's eyeing each other to see. Anyway, I don't want to get me started. Jessica, thank you for being on. I really appreciate it. And everybody, we will see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.